All right.
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Si, how are you?
Okay.
Si, we're over here in the president's office, Clark Clifford and Abe and myself, the president and Harry McPherson. We've been talking about this veto message.
Yep.
We've just talked at length to Ramsey Clark and asked him to produce a legal opinion declaring the provision unconstitutional, and also a veto message with some jazz to it that would explain why it was unconstitutional in very popular terms. And maybe Clark might start by spinning out some of his ideas.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Hello, Si.
Hello, Clark.
I was just telling our group here that we're a little disadvantaged by not having had the opportunity of reading the committee reports and all, but as we looked at some of the language in the bill, I wondered whether or not this might be an argument against the bill. It talks in there about the president not being permitted to move a military installation unless the matter is placed before the Congress and they get from January to May or something of that kind in which they have the right to consider it.
Yeah. It's laid before them in the reporting sense, Clark.
Yes. But the thought occurred to us, and you would know, is there any merit to such a contention as this, as we were spinning theories? Suppose that it's in the month of June.
Yeah.
Suppose that our intelligence gives us the information that we can expect a nuclear attack on the SAC base at Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that the president cannot immediately move that entire installation because of the threat of destruction? And must he then send the matter up there? Does that mean that he has to wait until the next January? We're thinking of rather extreme instances which would show the lack of wisdom of the bill, Si, and what constitutes what seems to us to be such a direct invasion of the presidential power and responsibility. Now, would there be some merit to an argument of this kind?
Clark, I'd have to check the language of the committee report, which I do not have before me, but I do not think it purports to cover the type of situation which you have just outlined. But I can't be certain without the language in front of me.
But it's there is language there that we've discussed.
Yeah.
It is just not the fact of the abandonment of a base. It isn't just the real estate question involved. There is some other language in there that has something to do with the operation.
Substantial reduction of the mission. This is Abe.
Hi, Abe.
Okay.
As I say, Abe, I don't have the language in front of me here. As I recalled it, however, I thought the Congress was trying to make it clear that on operational matters, they were not seeking to intervene, but in non-operational matters, they wanted the matter laid before them during the period of X to Y.
There is an exception for tactical measures. They use the word tactical, which,
yep,
of course, is a lot narrower than operational.
Well, as I say, Abe, I don't have the language in front of me right now. I can get it if you want and talk about it with you.
Yeah.
Our view, when we looked at it through the general counsel's office, was that it did not cover the type of situation that Clark was referring to.
Well, I think
perhaps it could be placed in that context, however.
I think it'd be a good idea to get it, Si, and take a look at it, and let's talk about it, huh?
All right, let me go back to the Pentagon, and I'll call you from back there when I get over there.
Yes, Si, we were planning on, Ramsey is writing, and we were planning on having a meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock over here. Tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah, Ramsey's got a call in for me, which I've got
I'm sure it's on this subject.
Hell, pending this thing. Well, let me get in the car and go back on over to the Pentagon.
All right, hold on. The president wants to talk to you.
I know.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
I talked to Russell at some length about this last night with Lee White. I talked to Katzenbach two or three times in the last two or three days. Russell, of course, is not going to support us. He is inclined, though, to think that we're right and there's a good deal of merit in this. He thinks if we let this go through unchallenged, first we're hypocritical because we vetoed a bill 2 months ago on the same basis, the same thing in point, on Northwest relief.
Yeah.
Just involved a couple of states. But I have tried to read what I could without any legal background, and I believe that a very strong argument can be made that you are circumventing and handcuffing and straitjacking the commander-in-chief, because the period, the big point that I see is that these boys and Rivers' desire to get McNamara and me and everybody else. He has picked out January to April.
That's right.
And if something happens after May that required a commander-in-chief to show any flexibility whatever, he can't change the calendar. He couldn't call a special session and say, I'll call next January, June, because it's just not June, it's January. So the president is frozen, and he just has to wait until a goddamn calendar comes around the next January. Now, when you're dealing with the Soviets, not going to wait on that. The Chinese not going to wait on that. And even the Vietnamese tonight don't wait on that. And so let's just assume for a moment that we got word that they were going to attack the SAC base, and we ought to move all of our equipment and all of our facilities and all of our personnel from Charleston, South Carolina, or Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
And let's assume we got that word May the 15th. I think that resolution would require you to submit to the committee between January and April your plan to move it, because it involved over 250 men. And I think they would have to, from January of next year till May of next year, decide. And if it doesn't say that, it can be made to appear to say that, and I think it does. And I think that we ought to have, if we've got a damn bit of imagination, and I'm shocked that we don't have any more than we have. I've been debating this thing 3 days, and I just had 60 days in a night school, law school. And I hate like hell to have to talk about what's constitutional with you cum laude boys. And it seems to me, if I had to move out of Omaha or Bergstrom, wherever it is, that would involve the closing of a base. Why in the hell you fellas can't see that, and why you yield? This fellow Rivers has got your britches and your pocketbook, and he makes us look like school children.
Well, Mr. President, we didn't want to put you in a spot in this.
Well,
we felt that...
I'm in a spot. You haven't got any choice about that, sweetheart. I'm done there. It's on my desk, and I got to sign it, and I just got 12 hours to do it.
Right.
And the Attorney General's at Martha's Vineyard, and the stuff I've got here is the biggest bunch of crap I've looked at since I left Mexican school where I used to teach. It just there's no argument here for a veto message in this thing I've seen. I wish you'd look at it.
I will, Mr. President. I agree. I think on the basis of what I saw earlier tonight, there is not a case. But let me go back to the office. Take a look at it, see if we can come up with one, because I don't think there's one on the basis of what I've seen so far.
Well, I think from what I saw of their act, there's a strong case. Because I think if you don't stop this,
I think every public health hospital, they've already got it on HEW, every agricultural research station, every immigration station and justice, every agriculture thing you've got. It'll just go all over the board, and I'm a eunuch instead of president. There's no presidency anymore, and you all have just let it go by because General Rivers is firing on Fort Sumter.
Well, we don't want to do that, Mr. President.
Okay, all right.
And let me get at it.
You get all the brains you all got and all these cum laudes that you've been recommending over there that I've been approving blindly.
Not blindly, Mr. President.
I have. Hell, I have. You and Bob McNamara come in here with 18 and say this guy is it and so on and so forth, and I don't even know what he looks like, and I just approve him in blank. And so you get him busy tonight, and let's get something in the morning that gets your teeth in. Otherwise, I'm going to get A.W. Morrison up here from Johnson City, and he has to quit plowing for a couple of days, but I'll tell you that. He can give me a reason.
Right, sir. I'll get right at it. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, the other problem is the military, how much this inhibits military activity, the thing we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Which I think is relevant.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I'll get at it right away, Joe.
I think Ramsey is in his office.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Right, bye.
Ramsey will
just
do
waiting.